Good afternoon, everyone. Today, I'd like to talk to you about two very important words. The first one is awareness. I have used this word in my last three sermonettes, and I intend to use it in the next ones. Let's look at the definition of awareness. Webster's Dictionary defines awareness as on one's guard, knowing or realizing, conscious of, or informed. Now, I've spoken about the awareness of God's power and how it is available for the asking. I have talked about the awareness of controlling our thoughts, and have also talked about the awareness of the adversary and how to remove him from our hearts and our minds and our bodies. And today, I'd like to speak to you about another word, miracle, and our need to be aware of the miracles around us and how we can see them. Does anyone know the definition of a miracle? You know, I was hoping that some young child would raise his hand and say, "Me, I'm a miracle because God created me." Because that's a better definition than Webster's has. Webster's dictionary defines miracles as a wonder of wonderful things, or in theology, an event or effect that apparently contradicts known scientific laws in the Bible. There are so many miracles shown to us, for examples, in the Bible, that it would take weeks to discuss them all. Let's talk about some of the big ones in the Old Testament. Let's start with the first chapter of Genesis, the creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, then the light. Then he separated the light from the darkness. Then he created the dome, or the sky, and the water he called the sea. He then separated the sea from the land and created vegetation, trees, and living creatures, and birds. Then God created man in his image. And that is why you and I are here, and this whole earth are miracle after miracle. I would like to show you how one big miracle sometimes comprises of many small miracles. So let's move on in time to Joseph and take a different slant on his miracles. First, let's look at Joseph as a miracle from God to save the Israelites. Then look at these circumstances as separate miracles. His dreams about his brothers kneeling down before him, I believe that was a miracle. His brothers selling him to the Midianites, another one, and then being sold to Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officials. God was with Joseph after that, and he became very wealthy under Potiphar. And when Potiphar saw that God was with him, he made Joseph manager of his household and all his possessions. That was a fantastic miracle. Then his master's wife tried to seduce him. Was this a miracle or a test? You know, I believe this was a test for Joseph and ended up as a miracle. He was then put into prison, where God blessed him again through the prison warden. Then it was the cupbearer and the baker. And I could go on and on and on, and I don't have time, but of all of these miracles that happened. And yes, I believe that this was a big miracle and lots of little miracles. I challenge all of you, brethren, to read this amazing story of Joseph and count how many miracles you think there were throughout his life, and come back and give me the numbers. Same with Moses. From the time God called him to take his people out of Egypt to his death, this would make a very interesting Bible study, but the miracles that Moses was involved with. The miracles of Isaiah and Jeremiah. You know, God told Jeremiah to tell the people of Judah and Jerusalem to quit their evil practices, or he would do all these bad things to them. Jeremiah told them so many times that they wanted to kill him, and they actually did put him in prison. There are so many miracles shown to us in the Old Testament, it would be hard to count them all. Just remember also the miracles of Esther, Ruth, Hosea, and on and on. You know, the New Testament is also full of miracles as well. Jesus made many miracles, removing demons, healing the sick, feeding large groups of followers, turning water into wine, and many more. And the disciples were also given the power to make miracles. And I believe in the New Testament, one of the greatest miracles was the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, the reason I want to make you aware of so many miracles in the Bible is because God is trying to tell us something. He has not quit giving out miracles. He gives them to us every day, some big ones and lots of little ones. Watch for them. We have to be aware or conscious of all the miracles that are happening around us. This way, we can be constantly thanking God for each one as it happens. Our awareness will increase and help us realize that we are never alone, that God is always with us. I would like to read a passage from Jeremiah in the 25th chapter and also in the 47th chapter. In 25, I'm going to start in verse 6, and this is from the Complete Jewish Bible. In verse 6, he says, "Don't follow other gods by serving and worshiping them. Don't provoke my anger with things your hands have made. Then I will do you no harm. But you wouldn't listen to me, says the Lord, so that you could provoke me with the products of your hands to your own harm." And then in verse 30, "And as for you, Jeremiah, prophesy all these words against them. Say to them, the Lord is roaring from on high, raising his voice from his holy dwelling, roaring with might against his own habitation, shouting out loud like those who tread grapes against everything living on earth. The sound resounds to the ends of the earth, for the Lord is indicting the nations, about to pass judgment on all humankind. The wicked he has handed over to the sword." And then in Jeremiah 47. In verse 27, he changes. And he says, "Yet don't be afraid, Jacob, my servant. Don't be distressed, Israel. For I will save you from faraway places and your offspring from the lands where they are held captive. Jacob will return to be at peace, quiet with no one to make him afraid. Don't be afraid, Jacob, my servant, says the Lord, for I am with you. I will finish off all the nations where I have scattered you. However, you I will not finish off. I will discipline you as you deserve, but not completely destroy you." God is screaming mad at the people on this earth, doing their own thing, and especially the Israelites, after he has sent prophet after prophet to warn them to turn from their evil ways. Then God says, "I will return my people to the land they inherited, where they'll be happy, laugh and play, honor and glorify, and worship me." What kind of a God is this? Definitely a forgiving God. And this has to be a gigantic miracle. I mentioned earlier that God gives out miracles every day, and I'd like to relate some that have happened recently to me and some to you. Most of you know that I have gone back to Boeing, and I work on a huge machine that rivets the wings of the airplane. This machine is 20 foot square and 30 foot high, and it weighs 100 tons. And when it moves, it moves, and you can't stop it. And out on an arm that sticks out, we have what we call a coupon plate, and it's a piece of metal. It's actually two pieces of metal that represent the thickness of the wing at a specific location. And we drill holes and we rivet with this big machine. And I was riveting with this machine, and you have a gun in your hand with a trigger, and when your trigger is moving, this thing will drill so many holes down and back, and we drill 112 holes in a piece that's 15 by 6. And this piece probably weighs, oh, sometimes 5-6 pounds. Well, a friend came up on the machine, and I turned my head to look at him. And for some unknown reason, we have never been able to find out, the machine moved 18 inches in what we call the X, and it made this pendulum arm go out like this. And at that point, it broke off the head of the machine, and that pendulum arm came back, and that piece of material went flying. And if you know about pendulums, when they stop, that's the direction they go. If it had gone there, it would have gone completely through me. But it went in that direction. And immediately, I said, thank you, God, because I knew that was a miracle. And when you see those things, when you know they happen, it's astonishing. The very next morning, I was on my way to work on 99, and through Linwood and North Linwood now, they have 7 lanes. And I got to almost 148th Street, and you're kind of tipping over, and then it goes down a little hill, and I saw the light was green, and I was at highway speed. And as I came to the top of the hill, the light turned red. And as I got over it, on the side facing me next to the sidewalk was a police car with his lights flashing, and the light turned red. And about 3 seconds later, this car came from 148 down 75, 80 miles an hour, and he completely jumped 7 lanes. And then the cop cars started chasing him. But I looked back at that after I crossed that section, and I thanked God, and I thought, you know, 3 seconds later, if the cop hadn't have been there, it's always an if, but he would have gone right through me. Those are miracles. Those are big miracles when they have to do with your death or a death. About a month ago, my lead man asked me, he says, Gary, can you give me a copy on email of a picture of this design that you did, because he wanted to put some text on it and send it away to somebody else. And I told him that with V5, I wasn't very good at it. I didn't really know how to do it. So I made a makeshift picture, emailed it to him, and went through. 5 minutes later, this engineer from India came over to my desk, and he says, hey, Gary, you know that assembly that you've got, can you please bring it up? And he was on his cell phone, and he said, I want you to email it to so-and-so and so-and-so, because we want to talk about it. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't know how to do it. So he sat down, and he went, blink, 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 and he says, do you have it? And the guy said, yeah. Well, that was a miracle, because God showed me what I just couldn't do. You know, and it was another one of those things where you can say, thank you, God, because the timing was there. The other miracles that I'd like to talk about is some of the miracles that happen in death. I'll talk about two people. One, Anne Robinson. You know, Anne was a type of person that was everybody's friend. We all knew her well, and she had this sickness that was taking her down. And I believe that God allowed her to go to the feast and come back and die in her sleep. You know, those are miracles. Another one, when I talk about death, 4 days before Bob Ashland died, he called me on a Sunday night, and he explained that he wasn't going to take any more blood transfusions, that he'd had enough, that was it, and he knew he was going to die, and he called me to say goodbye, and it was very hard. But you know, in the next 4 days, his family was with him, and they say that for those types of people, Betty explained to me that he could possibly bleed to death. That was a possibility that happens when you stop taking this stuff. Bob didn't. Bob went to sleep. So who's to say that death is not a miracle? You know, I think it is. Now, there's some of you, I talked to a young woman in here, I think it was a week ago or two, and she was telling me that she was having difficulties at work and that her boss had given her a job that was impossible to do. She could not do it. There was no way. So she walked off into a closet or a place by herself and she prayed to God. And she came out and she said she never had so much help in all her life in this job where she was working, that people who never spoke to her came and helped her get through this process that she was trying to do. I mean, it's unbelievable. These are miracles, people. Another one I'm going to talk about in the audience, and I'm going to give her a name, is Ann Jewell. And God has been working with her. He is bringing her back. He is bringing her health back. And these are all little miracles. I don't know, most of you know Les King. 2 weeks ago on Tuesday, he had a really bad motorcycle accident. I talked to him last Friday night, and he was two blocks from home. He was coming up to an intersection that had a two-way stop from 90 degrees to him. He got almost to the intersection, and this lady took off in the car. And it was a collision course, and he thought that maybe if he excelled these motorcycle as fast as he could, that he would miss her. But she hit his back tire, and she just threw him. And why Les says that this is definitely a miracle. He landed on his shoulder, and he had a jacket, heavy jacket, and on his hip. And he bruised his hip and some ribs. He never scratched his leg. He didn't even scratch his helmet. And who knows how many times he rolled in the asphalt or whatever. People, these are miracles. They're happening every day to us. 2 weeks ago, I hope I don't cry on this one. I'm sorry. 2 weeks ago was my wife's and my anniversary. And I came home from work, and there was a green button on my phone flashing saying I had a message. So I picked it up, and it was the shop that I worked for out of California, because I don't work for Boeing directly, I'm a contractor. And so I called the shop, and I asked them, you know, what was the problem? And they said, oh, there's no problem. They said, we just wanted to call you to tell you that Boeing has increased your salary by 18%. I've been there 6 months. And so God keeps blessing and blessing, and the miracles keep coming. And what I'm trying to get across is we've got to be aware of them. Look for them. And they're there. Even the little ones. You know, when you, once you housewives who are preparing food, and you cut your finger and you look and it looks like the blood, it looks like you cut it to the bone. And once you wash the blood off, you realize that it's just a scratch. That's a miracle. You could have cut your finger off. So if we look at these things as miracles, we can thank God for them. Another one is David Holliday, Jr. I don't know if they're here today or not, but, you know, if you talk to David and Leanne, they'll tell you about tons and tons of miracles that's happened to David and in their lives. And I can't talk to about all of you because I know you've all had some. So just look for them. In closing, I'd like to leave you with 5 moments and a short talk with God. If you have a moment, praise God. If you have a difficult moment, seek God. If you have a quiet moment, worship God. If you have a painful moment, trust God. If you have a moment, thank God. And when you get up tomorrow morning, let's sit on our bed and say to God, if I don't get anything else done today, I want to know you more, love you better, and please make me aware of all the miracles you will bestow upon me this day, including the little ones.